This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Kinley, Folkard and Haywood, estate agents that are completely at home in London.
From the Tudors to the future, this is the complete guide to London's architecture.
Emily, and I'm 8 years old, which is older than some of the buildings in London, but a lot younger than most of them. Now, what kind of architecture are we going to learn about today?
The arts and crafts movement.
The arts and crafts movement came about in the second half of the 19th century. By then, the Industrial Revolution had made Britain very rich, with its factories and production lines. But some people didn't like how plain houses had become, and how everything looked the same. The arts and craft movement favoured quality over quantity. They handcrafted items rather than making them with machines. One of the founders of the movement was William Morris. He was very good at designing beautiful wallpaper, pretty glass and murals, lots of which are still popular today. He once said that you should have nothing in your houses that you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful.
Historical fun facts.
Many arts and crafts houses resembled medieval cottages and were built with many things left exposed, like wooden pegs and beams, bare stone and brick. Arts and crafts houses were supposed to be for ordinary people, but they turned out to be quite expensive to make, so in the end, only wealthy people could afford them. Arts and crafts windows were designed to give the house a cottage feel, and stained glass was very popular because it looked medieval. Wallpaper was the big trend in arts and crafts movement. Lots of original paper was made using vegetable dyes and wood blocks. William Morris designed many popular stars, often putting in an upside-down heart design.
Let's go looking for arts and crafts houses.
Lots of arts and crafts houses look like a sweet old cottage with sloping roofs, small windows and lovely gardens. The arts and crafts movement was all about handmade work. Furniture was often made of wood, especially oak, and loads of leather work was included in things such as chairs. They wanted to show how things could be crafted from the beauty of nature, which they believed was lost when machines were used. The best example of an arts and crafts house is William Morris's Red House in Bexley Heath, with its pointed window arches, steep roofs and wooden fittings. It has a lovely garden, which Morris said he wanted to feel just like another room of the house.
Here's a tip for the grown-ups. As well as the Red House, other great examples of the arts and crafts movement include the Horniman Museum in Forest Hill and the fire station in Euston Road, which almost looks like the corner of a very large country house.
And here's a tip for me and you. Let's design our own arts and craft wallpaper, perhaps using a potato to create a pattern to block print.
From the Tudors to the future, this is the complete guide to London's architecture. Find out about London's architecture and famous buildings on the Fun Kids website.
Kinley, Folkard and Haywood, estate agents that are completely at home in London.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.